Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's a pleasure tonight to welcome into our studio the famous and talented and extremely good-looking Kathleen Karn Monroe is here. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you for your kind words.
Well, it's great to have you back. We missed quite a bit of time during the pandemic that we weren't able to have you in, but you're back again. And Kathleen is the director of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, which meets down in the southern part of the state, has students and musicians from both Rhode Island and Connecticut, correct?
That is correct.
None currently from California that are playing with you regularly.
No, not regularly.
No. Okay. But people from all over have played and moved on to do other things. It's a tremendous program. Westminster Youth String Ensemble meets at the Armory in Westerly, correct?
Actually, that's where we hold our concerts. But we are now so excited. We have the opportunity to meet at the Central Baptist Church Parish Hall on Elm Street in Westerly.
Oh, so that's where you meet and rehearse.
Every week, yes. And we have our concerts at the Westerly Armory.
And the concerts at the Armory. And that's what we're here to talk about tonight. May 1st is the big event. It's going to be your spring concert, right?
Yes. May 1st at 2 p.m.
2 o'clock.
Yes.
And that's going to be at the Armory, which is on Railroad Avenue in Westerly. And the tickets are extremely reasonable.
Yes.
$10 for adults. That's not a misprint.
No, that's not a misprint.
Okay. Well, that's great. And children are free.
Children are
now,
free.
I'm a child, right? Because I mean,
we might make a special
special consideration.
Discount. Yes, yes, okay. For you. Yes.
So radio announcers can get in free also.
We appreciate your support. So we'll just open the door and let you in.
Let's talk a little bit about the organization. This is something that you started quite a few years ago as a working with Music Adults, a youth program originally.
Yes.
And then, what is it, 2013, I think?
Yes, in 2014, I started the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, but I was the director of Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble since 1995 until 2014.
Amazing. I said talented at the beginning, that's part of that is because you were only four when you were teaching in 1999.
Yes, that's true.
Right.
Me and Mozart had a few things in common.
There you go. Now, your background is as a musician, you play the cello, correct?
Yes, I do.
And that's something that you always did, or when did that start?
I started playing the cello when I was seven. Wow. My mother, Aurora Curran, was a string teacher and a violinist, and she said, "You're going to play the cello." And I said, "Okay."
Well, okay.
In those days, she said, "Okay."
Was bigger than you, probably.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Okay, something you never regretted. Sometimes you
didn't always practice, I will tell you that. And I tell parents that. Sometimes they get upset their child doesn't practice. Most children don't run to practice. It's a chore. Mm-hmm. But once they get pretty proficient, they are more likely to be interested in practicing. But it took me a long time to really love to practice. And it is a chore, but it's worth it.
Right. Okay. Well, let's talk about the concert on May 1st. You're going to have some tremendous music that's going to be featured, along with about how many students play with the group?
I'd say right now we have about 35.
Wow. 35.
We have three separate groups. We have the Festival Strings, which they're our youngest members, and then we have an intermediate level group, which is the String Ensemble, and then we have some advanced children that are the chamber players. So we have three different distinct groups. So we are able to have as many, we have enough groups of different proficiency levels for every student. So excellent. There's a place for everyone.
That's great. Okay. And you brought some music with you tonight, which is done by the ensemble at various times. And we're going to start off with, even though today is Easter, and we should wish everyone happy Easter if you happen to celebrate that, we're going to start off with a non-Easter song, right? This is a holiday tune?
Yes. Well, actually, Mike, it is not a holiday tune, but it is from our holiday concert. And it features John Castori, our violin soloist, who is also a string coach and a mentor for the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. And he's performing the Adagio from the Sonata No. 1 in G minor by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
Beautiful music, obviously recorded live in a performance, and that's everything we're going to hear today is recorded live. No studio fixing, nothing like that, right?
Yes. We're excited to be able to share that, too. The kids are good enough that I think they're kind of fun to listen to.
Okay. So we're going to get now to springtime, and this is music from last spring. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right.
From May 2nd, 2021.
So last spring, even during the pandemic, you had some opportunity to do some recording and performing.
Yes, we did.
All right. So what piece is this going to be?
It is entitled A Regal March by Handel. Kathleen, before that last piece of music, I mentioned the pandemic and you recording and performing during that. What did the group do during the pandemic? Was it a regular meeting process or how did that go about? Well, at the very beginning of the pandemic, we started to have virtual meetings where every week we would have a student perform and all the kids that wanted to, we had like Zoom meetings and anyone who wanted to perform would sign up and we'd have like a little mini concert. And it was really wonderful because the kids really missed the connection to each other. And it was just a great thing. And then when the weather got a little bit nicer, we started having rehearsals outside in my garage.
And it was a garage band.
It was so much fun. And because we had to be socially distanced, I would have two separate rehearsals. They would be on Saturdays. One was in the morning, one was in the afternoon. And the kids were so happy to see one another. They hadn't seen each other for, you know, several months. This was in September, right after the pandemic. So that was of 2020. And then I was thinking when it started getting really cold, we couldn't meet outside anymore. So I called the Armory because it's a really huge place. And we started rehearsing in the Armory with our masks on. And we had so much fun together. It was very interesting to me because the most important thing the kids wanted to do was talk to one another. So they would always say, can we chat? And I would give them 10 minutes every rehearsal to just chat. And it was very also interesting. They all sat on the floor, kind of like it was like a powwow or something. It was like kind of they got down on the floor really close to each other, as close as they could get, being socially distanced. And they loved it. That was the most important thing, was their connection. So then we had a virtual concert. And we invited no one. And through all of this, I also discovered there was a young violinist, a young man, John Castori, who I heard was a great violinist and not doing a lot of playing because most musicians were not playing at this time. And I asked him to come and help me, and the rest is history. He's been with us ever since. Fine concert violinist, and he helps me every week. He coaches the strings, and he plays for us. He inspires the young kids. And when he first came and met me, he had 3 students, and now he has 55 students.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
So that's the person we heard in the very first piece.
That's the first person, yes. Right. And then I also became aware of a student, Nathaniel Savage, a string bass player, who I had worked with years ago. He was playing in the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble when he was a teenager. And I heard that he was taking a break from college because he was transferring from Bard College to another school. And I asked him if he would help me also. So then we had 2 mentors and string coaches. He could help with the lower strings, and he was also a guest conductor, fine conductor, really great with the kids. And so John and Nathaniel started our mentorship program.
That's a wonderful story. At least some good came out of the pandemic, right?
Yes. It wouldn't have happened, actually, without the pandemic.
There you go.
We became creative.
All right. We have time for another piece before we take our first break. What will that be?
It is Be Thou My Vision, which is an Irish hymn, and it's arranged by Robert Frost.
We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Westminster Youth String Ensemble is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with the director, Kathleen Karen Monroe. And Kathleen has been talking about some of the wonderful things that happened actually as a result of the pandemic, where their groups were able to get together at certain points and make some great music. And speaking of great music, you'll have the opportunity to hear some live and in person if you go to the Westerly Armory on Sunday, May 1st at 2 o'clock. There'll be a spring concert featuring the works of Bach, Mozart, and popular selections. I'm interested in the popular selections. Is that like Yankee Doodle Dandy, or you don't know?
I can't say.
Oh, it's a secret. All right. Well, the tickets are only $10, and children are free. Also, people can bring something along with them if they choose, right?
Yes, a non-perishable food item. We have many people in need, and the Johnny Cake Center is a wonderful place that anyone can go if they need assistance, either financial or
For food or anything.
It's a wonderful place. They have a wonderful thrift shop, too, which it's just great there. And they are beautiful people who work there. And so we are contributing in our way just to have people bring non-perishable food item for to be donated to the Johnny Cake Center.
All right. Well, here we are. Easter, sure sign of spring. And things are all coming up roses. But you've had some warm weather things happen to you in the past. You have summer events, right?
Yes, I have the Westminster Summer Strings Academy in my garage every summer. This is going to be the 12th year, and we have so much fun.
I would suggest as a public relations marketing ploy that you get a little sign, and you put it over the garage that says Music Hall, and then you can call it the Music Hall instead of the garage.
Well, I'm telling you exactly where it is, but I have a lovely garage.
Okay.
And we have so much fun. And we last year, the big draw was we had cornhole and during our snack time. And we had 10 boys and 10 girls, and no one got hurt.
Well, that's a pretty safe sport, actually.
No, I'm talking about the summer camp in general.
Oh.
That is a miracle. 10 boys and 10 girls and no one got hurt. That is a miracle. We had so much fun. And we also, the year before that we didn't have it during the pandemic the first year, but we had a prize for intonation for students playing in tune. And there are two bass players won the award. And you'll never guess what the award was, Mike.
It was a pitch pipe.
It was a huge vat of cheese balls.
You're right. I would not have guessed that.
And the children held the big, huge container like it was a trophy. And it was the best gift ever.
There you go. All right. Well, let's get to some music. And this is performed live. These are recordings of a live performance. And what do you have for us next?
This is a Baroque suite by Telemann, arranged by Michael Hopkins. It has three movements, Harlequin, Scaramouche, and Mezzotint.
Thank you.
Kathleen, in order to get more music in, let's get right to this next piece. What will this be?
This is a Beethoven lullaby by Brian Balmages.
Once again, if we have time for one more piece before the next break, and then we'll come back after that and talk some more about what's happening with the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. So this is track number 8 off of your spring concert CD. Tell us what this is going to be.
This is Dorian's Barn, composed by Bud Woodruff.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Westminster Youth String Ensemble, the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Kathleen Carr Monroe, the artistic director, conductor, teacher, all-around good person, that puts this ensemble together. And there's going to be a spring concert that we're talking about right now. It's going to be Sunday, May 1st, at 2 o'clock at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue in beautiful downtown Westerly. So get out and support this group and bring a donation for the Johnny Cake Factory, Johnny Cake Center, not factory. Johnny Cake Center, I guess, is what it's called, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, Kathleen's just smiling at me, laughing, that it's not really a factory. It's a center. It's where people give things and then, you know, help support the community.
Exactly. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. Well, wonderful people.
We're glad you chose it. And we have, speaking of wonderful things and giving, the opportunity is also there to give to the ensemble, right?
Yes, we always appreciate donations. We have the mentorship program. We have the scholarship program. We never turn a child away. We give scholarships for music lessons, for tuition assistance, for instrument rental assistance. We never turn a child away. That's the bottom line. Whatever child would like to play in our ensemble is never turned away.
So you can help that by maybe making a little donation. Go to the website. They'll find a way to do that.
Yes, they will.
All right. And the website is?
WestminsterStrings.org.
Oh, that's easy to remember. Just put the S on strings.
Yes.
All right. .org. Okay. We've been talking about some of the music that was played last spring, listening to that. We have a couple more pieces to go. What will this next one be?
This is the Bella Boca Polka by Emil Waldteufel. The children loved performing this piece and preparing it.
Thank you.
Kathleen, you mentioned something about summer in the last segment. You have a different group called a summer ensemble, right?
Yes. Since the pandemic, I noticed that when the concert was over in the spring, that the children were very upset that it was over. So I decided to start a summer ensemble. So we meet on 6 Tuesday evenings at the Westerly Armory, and it's $100 for 6 weeks. And then the children get to be together and chat, and we get to prepare some music, and we have a, like a little informal concert at the end of it all. But this year, we're actually invited to play on August 7th for the pre-show of the Shakespeare in the Park in Wilcox Park. So we will have a little public event that we can perform for if you're part of the summer ensemble. So students can feel free to contact me about this summer ensemble, because I think we're going to do it every year. It seems like people are interested in doing it, and it's a very relaxed environment, and we get to stay connected through the summer.
There you go. And Wilcox Park, a beautiful place, and probably, I predict it's going to be a beautiful summer. Is it an evening or afternoon?
Yes, it is.
Summer evening.
And we play in the bandstand, okay. And it's lots of fun, and a lot of people even bring a little picnic.
Yeah, bring a blanket, bring a little munch.
Yes, we're playing from 6 to 7 p.m.
There you go, Wilcox Park for their summer festival. That'll be great. And we don't want everyone to forget about the fact that in just a few weeks, you're going to have your spring concert on May 1st at 2 o'clock at the Westerly Armory. So check that out. Go to the website, which is westminsterstrings.org, right?
Yes.
Strings-a-za. Make sure you got the S on the end there. Kathleen, we have time for one more piece of music, and before we hear that, I just want to thank you for coming in. It was great to see you again, as always. Your cheery smile and wonderful personality is a lot of fun. It comes across, I'm sure, on the radio. Everyone knows that you love what you do, and I know that your students love to be with you, so congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. It's a blessing for me, and it's about the kids. The kids are really important, and they really matter a lot, and they are the future.
Excellent. All right. What piece of music do we have to go out with?
This particular piece is music from Pirates of the Caribbean by Klaus Badelt, and it's arranged by Larry Moore. And this is conducted by our guest conductor and mentor, Nathaniel Savage. He's also a string coach, and he's a great conductor, Nathaniel Savage.
All right. We'll listen to that, and we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.